Okay, b'siyata d'shmaya, we'll be doing a piece from Parshas Vayikra. The first maimer in Vayikra from the Nesiv HaShalom is quite long, so we're gonna jump towards the end. And he connects it also to Pesach. Page Yud in Sefer Vayikra, Oz Dalid in the first maimer. The Rebbe is gonna talk about how we could take the avod of Karbonos into our lives, l'davonenu, that we still don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we still can't go up to the Beis HaMikdash, but we could internalize the lessons of the Avodas HaKarbonos. So Rebbe writes on the bottom of page Yud, V'atayra k'doy shehi nitzchis b'chol dor v'dor u'l'kol adam. V'avshe b'avonosenu harabim ein anachnu yicholim l'hakri l'fanech. We can't bring the Karbonos. V'hinenu miyachlin v'hoshev es ha'avodah dver beisach, and we daven takadish baruch hu that he should return the avoda. Hare inyin ha'karbonos shayach tamid al derech avoda. The karbonos represent broader avoda, not just our own personal avoda. U'kumirumas ba'omroi min ha'bokar bin ha'behema min ha'bokar min ha'tzon. So the Rebbe understands that the pasuk, when it describes the karbonos as describing from the different animals, is not just talking about the physical animals. It's talking about much more. Hainu kolin yone chomrios rishus. If you think about it, it actually works out very well. Lamb and steak, right? Lamb and steak represent the chomrios of olam hazeh. Asher kol bria nechses b'svach hazeh. It's only natural for a person to be drawn in and caught into this bush. Like, of course, that's a reference to the ram that Avram Avinu brings in the place of Yitzchak, that's horns are caught in the bush. The ram represents the purity, and the bush represents the things that get us caught, and then we just get stuck. It's a very, very important word, getting stuck. V'chol tachlis avodosu shel Yehudi hi lachnia l'Hashem Yisparach asachomesh lo v'si Yishusa. The way we help ourselves from getting unstuck is by taking all the chomrios and dedicating it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Notice, it's not even nullifying the chomrios at this stage, but rather what it is elevating it and using it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Three lines from the bottom on page Yud, V'zeu inyan HaKarban. Sha'idei avos HaKarban migali Yudi daitei shebezeh moisu machnia es kol chomriyusa l'chvod shmo yisparach. That a Jew expresses his desire to take the bakar, the behema, minatzon, all of these things and dedicate them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the way, Rabbosai, remember that it's a little bit harder for us to visualize, but remember once upon a time what it meant to sheft a bakar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you think back, just think back about to your great-great-great-grandparents. If they were zocha to own a cow, they were very, very wealthy. As the cow gives you milk, and there's a lot of life, of material life that could come out from owning a cow. How many cows does an average person have? If a person brings the cow as a carbon, that is a tremendous sacrifice of his gashmius towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, we're going to see that's not only the cow itself being makriv his gashmius to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's also supposed to visualize himself in the giving of himself entirely to the carbon. So it's a little bit hard in our minds. We just think a lot of animal and blood and meat, but that's not at all what bringing a carbon is once upon a time. Umitam zeh, adam achoyti mei vichatos mischaper lo. L'chora, eich b'kocha avos a carbon l'chaper al-chatoso. How is a carbon chatos mischaper with the animal? Elisha kol masha adam chayte hareze noveya miskabrus afamios. The chate came about because he was thinking too much about his cows. He was thinking too much about his car and about his house. And eventually, before the more and more a person thinks about his car and his house, eventually it's not only the car and the house. Eventually it starts thinking, his mind wanders to other things. Because the fascinating thing about Gashmias is, as the Gemara describes in regards to Arayos, is that more and more a person tries to satisfy that Yetzirah, the more and more the Yetzirah just becomes stronger and stronger. It's something, the Yetzirah, pshuto kemashmo, and here everybody's the same. The Yetzirah is insatiable. So the more and more a person thinks that he's satisfying the Yetzer, the more and more a person gets stuck. I remember when I was very young, I was very taken aback. Rav Belsky Zatzal, on the one hand, was someone who was part of the real world, but the same when I was in Tar Vadas, I heard this from him. But at the same time, he was very, very, very sharp about realities in the real world. And in the culture that I had grown up with in New York at the time, there was a little bit of a mindset that don't tell the kids that movies are entirely usher. Maybe you show them a little bit and you'll inculcate them from the worst parts of movies. In contrast, if you say that movies are usher, so then in such a case, then at the end of the day, it won't be productive. And Rebelsky said that at the end of the day, any time that you're trying to placate the Yetzer Hara, ultimately the Yetzer Hara is never going to be satisfied. So if it's a strategy, I just like to add what Rebelsky was saying, if it's a strategy in chinuch, that this is mutter, and let's tell them what's mutter they could watch and what's usser they can't watch, that's one thing. But if you're going to say what's usser, let's make only the mild usser things mutter, but the real usser things will keep usser, that Rebelsky Zatzal said that's never going to work because the Yetzer Hara is insatiable. So it's never going to work for a person to be matir to themselves the chomrius. And that's what happens. That's the source of avera. El shel kol mash adam chayte areza nevei miskabris hachomrios. He allows the chomrios to reach the point of iser. Mimenu totzos. And what comes out from that? Hakina, jealousy, vataiva, more desire. Va'akavod amutzina sadam in olam. And that's what the Mishnah Navos describes. Takes a person out of this world. V'kasher meini karbon. So the idea of the karbon is for a person. Areyu mochiach bazeh. Shemachnias hachomrios la'ashem yisparach. That a person takes all the chomrios and he says that all of it he dedicates towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yesh, skipping down to the next paragraph on Yud Aleph, B'yesh b'china l'malam mizeh, shemakriv es atzmoy kulo k'kulo k'karbon, that not only does a person take his chomrios, he takes all of his possessions and he's makriv it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he elevates it towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he even is makriv himself. Now he says a chassidus shemaisa, a nice chassidus shemaisa. Ukasipur shepa mefa marana kodesh mikobrin. Slonim comes from the chassidus of Korbin that he was davening musaf on Shabbos. Vihirish bekole golos, and he was davening with such a slavos ad his alfos until he passed out. Bamiroso, and he passed out at the point ves musaf yom haShabbos hazeh nasir v'naklu lufanecha. At those words, musaf yom haShabbos nasir v'naklu lufanecha. When he said lufanecha, he passed out. By the way, my father, Harini Kaparis Meshkava, would always tell me that my Zayda was about tefillah, and one year on Yom Noraim, he passed out. He mamish, I don't know if it was on the Madrega, the Rebbe that was entirely Ruchani, but he gave his nefesh, that my father always told me that my Zayda, Zechusa Yoga and Elena, would give mamish his entire nefesh into the davening. And one year he collapsed. So, but coming back to the Rebbe, he explained at the Tish Shabbos afterwards that we're supposed to make ourselves the carbon. The idea of carbon musaf Shabbos is that a person is nasiv and akliv fanefa. And this is what could apply to us even today. We don't need the physical karbanos themselves. We miss them tremendously because there's so much more iskadlus that we have, but the essence of the idea still applies. And that is, shenasiv enakul fanefa osanu batzmeinu b'chinas adam piyakriv mikem, that you should bring from yourself. It's a very, very interesting lashon that Pasuk says. It should say, adam piyakriv karban. What does it mean, mikem, you bring from yourselves? The answer is, pshutok shemashmo. Bilvavi mishkan evne, and I will bring to you. I will bring to you a carbon from myself. Shemucha lahachriv es hakriv es atzmo l'Hashem yisparach, that he's ready to give himself entirely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'limsar lo yisparach es kulo. V'al dargas odem kiyakrim v'ken karbon l'Hashem pasach ha-pasach b'loshin yachid. And that's why it starts b'loshin yachid. If there's an individual, then not everybody is like my zeydes of Busa Yodin Aleinu. Not everybody is on the madrega of the Rebbe Mikur Brin. Sherak yichidim asigim zos. Adam Kiyakrin, again, there's some people who are mamish able to give their entire nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there is a person who, the average person, he could give more of his gashmias. He could give more towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Grunberger is a good pitch. That the person could give more. He could be giving more to Klal Yisrael. Rav Grunberger speaks about not only from one's money, but also from one's time and effort. Achrayus to Klal Yisrael. That a person, that we could give more min habokar, habokar vatzon. Meshubach. He adarga hapchusa shel karban. That everybody could be giving a little bit more. To give of himself to the point that imamish gives mamish his essence, that is a very high madrega. But that everybody's able to do. Now the Rebbe connects this to Pesach. Go to column Yud Aleph. The Rebbe points out that a lot of time we have Pesach that comes out with the Parshios HaKarbonos. So he says in the second column, and this is the bitl for chametz as preparation for Pesach. The Isa B'Svar Makdoshim. Shechametz Merumas Al Yeshas U'matzahu B'chinas Ayin. This is a very, very important basic point that Chinuch, if I'm not mistaken, already speaks about, and something to think about. Of course, in Kabbalah, the matzah is referred to as lachma de meim nusa, the lechem of emuna. If one begins to think about the whole idea of emuna, is believing that everything is really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there is no yeshus, that there is no, we don't exist separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chametz, the rising of the bread, brings in other things. It brings in the gashmias to the point that it dominates the chomer. What happens is that the flour, the amount of flour and water hasn't changed. But it's just been, what's been allowed is that it's been allowed to rise. It's puffed up. It's been puffed up. There's been a lot of air and fermentation that has allowed it to entirely expand. And what happens is, with the Yetzer Hara, is what the Yetzer Hara takes. There's nothing bad in the world. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Yetzer itself is a good thing. But the Ra that happens is that it was expanded into something else that is no longer part of a direct connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Matzah is the idea that there's no Yeshus, and it's just the Bechina of Ayin. The Rebbe now brings out a halachic Rambam, which there's a lot to say in Lomdus about this Rambam, but he's going to say it in Chassidus. The very interesting lashon of the Rambam. How do you describe being mevatel the chametz? So Rambam has a rifus over here. Umahi hashpasa zua mira b'torah. When the Torah says tashpisu, what does the Torah mean? She yivatel belibo. You should nullify it in your heart. V'yachshov oso ka'afar. And consider is it if it's dirt. V'yosin, this is a whole Chad Gadya. This is already before we get to Chad Gadya. The whole Chad Gadya over here in the Rambam. Nochamot. She yivatlu b'lib. From the beginning. Umayi ashbasa. What is the tashbisu to destroy? Zuavu rabateir. She yivatlu b'libai. You should nullify in your heart. V'yachshoi v'yisai ka'offer. You should consider it like dirt. V'yosem b'libo. And he should place on his heart. She'em b'rishusai chametz klap. He doesn't have any rishus in his rishus. He doesn't have any chametz at all. V'shekol chametz she'b'rishusai areyu ke'efter. And all the chametz that is in rishus is ownerless. U'kedover she'em b'tzara klal. He doesn't need it at all. This Rambam is superfluous upon superfluous upon superfluous. So there's longdus in every single expression over here in the Rambam. But as the Rugged Shavar Gaon said, he could explain every Rambam in the Mori Nevuchim al Pi Kabbalah, that there's two levels of the Rambam. There's the rational part of Mori Nevuchim, and then there's an entirely different level, the Rugged Shavar said, al Pi Kabbalah. So the same the Rebbe is going to do over here in regards to this halachic statement as well. He's going to say there's an entire level, al Pi Avoda, in all of this Rambam. V'hainu, Rambam mefarish inya hashpasa amura betoshu, bitla chametz belibo, v'shavyusa la'ayin kedover she'ein bo mamish. So turn it into something that's ein bo mamish. In other words, the Rambam went out of his way to say that it's afar and that it's hefker. Well, charetzach pir mamash mos possession vatalas achametz. Harek falshana chayu alach dilas chametz mashach shem vatalas. So the Rebbe's not ma'arich on every word of the Rambam here. I would like to one day, maybe one of you one day will write a Bederech HaVoida, what every reference of the Rambam is. But then he points out, what is this? What's this joke that we're being mevatel the chametz? At the end of the day, we partake in chametz. We're partaking in chametz now. You're eating a bagel now. So what do you mean you're being mevatel the chametz? It's a joke. In 8 days, the person's going to be eating chametz again. He's making a statement that at this time, for sure, a person who has a cow is going to use a cow again. But at this time, he's being mevatel the whole musag of gashmi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, at this time, he's mevatel his ritzon l'ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. Shekol Hashanu ofel chametz mishum shakadosh baruch hu tzim olai fel chametz. Fascinating thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to eat chametz the rest of the year. V'kashem agiyah chag ha-pesach boi tziv HaKadosh Baruch Hu lechol chametz. One time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to entirely remove yourself. V'arei mevatel atzvo ritzon Yisbarach ve'ena fafetz b'chametz. Mevatel gamri kafra ba'alma. It's full bittul. Okay. The Rebbe then concludes on the bottom of Yud Beis, on the first column, 5 lines from the end of the first column. That if we reach this point, that we're mevatel, so then just like a someone who is in love with his betrothed, he will do everything for her. So too, on Pesach, the Rebbe's Ma'arich, now we don't have the time, the Rebbe's Ma'arich, that the goal of Erev Pesach is to reach that point of being an Arus, to become engaged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the first sign, anybody who has a child who's going out, is looking for a spouse, what you want to see before the couple is married, or when the couple is married, or the initial stages, when they become an arusa, is that they're totally devoted to each other. So, of course, on Pesach is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hareat Mekudeshes Li, to Klal Yisrael, and when do we have the Nisuin? The Nisuin, of course, is at Kabbalah Satorah. That's when we stand under the chuppah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, the first step of becoming, having that love relationship, to be engaged in the halachic sense of Hareat Mekudeshes Li, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the moment in which we are mevatel our yeshus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in a way, that's the hardest step. The hardest step is the first step. The hardest step is being mevatel the yeshus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once that takes place, and once mevatel yeshus, then we're ready to go to a full bris nesu'in, and mirtz Hashem, bekabolas HaTorah. A good dinner of Shabbos.